tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Good morning, welcome along to Tip Today, live from lovely Nina today, from Pier Street in Nina, the Tip FM Broadcast Centre. A lot's happening on the show today. We're joined by Aideen Kelly, who's demanding assurances from the Health Minister following the unnecessary death of her mother Marion. We hear the incredible story of Thurles man Dara Stakelam. Tip FM's toy appeal has exceeded all expectations, and Trudy reviews all of the local papers, and of course the effervescent Helen England will join me for some more animated chat. Trudy is by the phones to take your calls on 1800 938 007, or you can text on 083 311 3311. You can email tiptoday@tipfm.com. Quick look at the headlines. It's expected the Oireachtas Committee on the Eighth Amendment will vote to allow legislation for abortion later. Over the past 3 months, the members have considered the Citizens' Assembly recommendations on constitutional, legal and medical grounds. Donald Trump's suffered a political blow after Democrat Doug Jones won the US Senate race in Alabama. The president was backing Republican Roy Moore even after the candidate was forced to deny allegations of sexual misconduct. And the ASRI says the economy is set to continue growing strongly next year, with full employment likely by the end of 2018. 1800 938 007. Well, over the past few weeks, listeners right across the county have donated toys, books, crayons, colouring books, games. And I can tell you now, and then after picking up the toys at the various depots right across the Premier County, it's just absolutely incredible. There are virtually thousands of them going to St. Vincent de Paul in Tipperary to be delivered to those in need this Christmas. I'm joined in the studio now by producer Trudy Waters. Trudy, you were present yesterday evening as all the toys were flooding in to our main sorting depot in Clonmel. It was incredible, wasn't it?
It really was. It reminded me of that film Santa Claus. I don't know if you've ever seen it, the Santa Claus, the movie, yeah, where all the elves are gathered and they're sorting out the presents before Santa puts them into the sack and takes them away. It was an extraordinary sight. I mean, if you were a child and you got to just get in there and delve among all those toys, and they just ranged in variety and style and type. They did, people sent in everything from little tiny tots up to 7, 8, 9 year olds, books, as I said, crayons of all different type and colour, dolls. We were having debates about who's the Cindy girl and who's the Barbie girl, Monster High dolls, jigsaws. I just these little teddies that glow in the dark. I mean, we were really educated on toys yesterday evening, yeah, and the type, and it's just
all
wonderful
sorts
stuff.
Of things. Yeah, I had such a peek myself, and I loved all the cars and all the motorized.
Absolutely,
stuff,
you know, and little little construction sets, yeah, and tea sets and money and little bits of jewellery and glitter and how to make your own crystal rocks, and we were all just awing at these toys.
Well,
as
it is fair to say, it was way beyond expectations.
It really was, and yeah, it just shows you the absolute amazing generosity of our listeners. You really have bowled us all over. But so yesterday, all the toys came from the various different collection points. In fairness to staff, they all brought them, and they were, you know, compiled down in Clonmel for the Vincent de Paul to come in and you know, sort with what they need and what they want. So it was a long night of pulling them out of bags and sorting, and literally coordinating all of this was Tip FM's general manager, Susan Murphy. So while she was rooting through bags, I managed to grab her away for 5 minutes to have a word. Right, I'm here at the Tip FM Toy Appeal collection point, and it's just a sea of toys. Thousands are here and more still coming. Susan, this is just incredible, isn't it?
Trudy, this is, I've never seen so many people smiling in Tip FM as they are today. This has surpassed all expectations for us. I mean, you know, it's the first time we've done this. We've hooked up with a fantastic group of people in St. Vincent de Paul and all the conferences around the county. And I'm absolutely amazed. I mean, the lads are out and about still. It's 5 o'clock in the evening now. The lads are still out collecting. We probably won't have everything back here till about 7 o'clock tonight. We'll then start bagging up because we've got some of the collection people coming tomorrow to take them. And I think when they see what we've got, they're just going to be absolutely amazed. We cannot thank the people of Tipperary enough. We really can't. Every single child that needs a toy, every parent, every grandparent, there is no excuse now. Everybody will get something this Christmas. And it is absolutely all down to everybody in Tipperary. And I would say to everyone who's helped and donated or helped in any small way, you know, give yourselves a clap on the back. You deserve it. You should be so proud, because we are. We're so proud of what we've achieved in this. It's amazing. And I, again, all I can say is thank you. And thank you to our staff who are working, literally working through the night to get all this bagged up and ready. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Why do you think the people have responded so well to this campaign? It's just, it is extraordinary, as you said.
I think there's two things. I think, you know, when you think of children, you think of Christmas. Christmas and children, they just go hand in hand. And I think we have to be, and we are very mindful now as a county. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people who are doing pretty well, and that's fantastic, but there's a lot of people who are dealing with poverty, and they're proud people, and so they should be. And that's what's so great about St. Vincent de Paul. They go about their work very quietly. There's nothing, no big hoo-ha made of it. The hampers are slipped in with the toys. Nobody knows about it. It's all anonymous. But the other thing I think is that, you know, poor, unfortunately, charities have had a rough time over the last number of years, and for the most part, none of their fault. But people like physically buying something as opposed to handing out money all the time. You know, most charities need money, money, money. Something like a toy appeal has an appeal, because people are going out about their business, and they can pick up something, and they can literally hand you something, and they like that because they feel it's going somewhere then.
Tipperary, I suppose, has long been accused of being a county, north and south, two separate. This is an example of how a county can really unify.
There is no north and south. We are one county united for this. And that was the whole point, and that was the message we were trying to get out there. Because, you know, I mean, first of all, if I could just thank so many businesses contributed, too many to mention, but thank you, because you know who you are. A lot of them wanted to remain anonymous, and we appreciate that. But all of the 15, 16 points that we had, again, a huge thank you. We could not have done this, and it was up the length and breadth of the county. And that was really important to us, because the toys that may be collected in Clonmel may not all stay in Clonmel. They'll be brought all the way up as far as Boris-a-Cane or Clochjordan or Newport or wherever they're needed in the area. So there's a great spread right across the county, and that was really important, and that was the message we wanted to give. And our listeners obviously picked up on that, and you can see the result.
I don't know how we can thank them, because really, even today after the deadline, people were dropping stuff into Clonmel, people were coming into the Nina office with the most wonderful gifts, or they were coming into Nina and asking where they could put it in their locality. It is mind-blowing.
It is. And you know what's lovely about something like this? You know, obviously it's a lot of adults, but a lot of children. The amount of children I have seen coming in, and, you know, they just slip in and they're just kind of putting it in the pile and they're kind of running out the door again, you know, they're little, they're half embarrassed. But isn't that a lovely thing to teach your children? Mm-hmm. That, you know, if you have a little bit of pocket money, and we did say right from the beginning, you know, no toy was too big or too small. Any donation, there was no monetary value put on anything. You could spend a euro up to, some people have spent a lot of euros. You can see in some of the toys that we have. But there's such an amazing mix. And the great thing as well, one of the things we were a little bit worried about was we wouldn't have enough toys or maybe things to give to the over-12s. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of over-12s who are needy of stuff. And I'm delighted to say, yes, we do. Yes, we do. You know, they range, the toys here range from little babies, literally up to about 15-year-olds, boys and girls. So there's a fabulous cross-section. And when we start bagging, that's what we'll be doing. We'll be giving a cross-section to each area. So nobody will be without toys this Christmas.
And while it was amazing to get the buy-in from the county and from the staff here, the collection points, they really went all out to push this too for us.
Oh, some of them have been amazing. Some of them have been absolutely amazing, and they've been doing stuff on their Facebook pages for us, and they've been sort of calling in. A lot of them, even a lot of them, have been dropping in as they've been going along and giving us a hand, because they knew today was going to be a little manic for us. We can't thank them enough. And it's a fantastic, and you mentioned it earlier, Trudy, Trudy. This is a great example of a county coming together. And we're a big county, and we're a long county, and we're a wide county. But my God, we're a generous county. We have great spirit of heart. And we should be very proud, because I certainly am.
We still have a massive cruiser coming back with loads more toys. You are going to be here all night. How are you going to feel at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning if I give you a call?
Very happy, very happy. I, to be honest with you, who cares? You know, I mean, really, this has been the culmination of, this has all been put together in the space of like 4 to 5 weeks. And we were a little worried, as you know, initially, did we have enough time to do it? Did we have enough time to get the stuff back? Would people get the message? They got the message. So for the hundreds of thousands of people out there who are listening, thank you, thank you, thank you. Watch our website. We'll be putting some videos up, because we really do want to give people an idea of what they've done. I think it's really important that we sort of show them some of the great work they've done.
That's the General Manager of TIP FM, Susan Murphy, speaking to our own Trudy Waters there. And once again, congratulations to everybody who took part in our St. Vincent de Paul appeal for toys for the children of the Premier County. Absolutely huge success indeed. We're live from Nina today. We'll take a break. And then when we come back, we'll be speaking to Helen England.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
And you're very welcome back to TIP Today, live from Pier Street in Nina today. Now, I'm really glad to be joined in the studio once again by businesswoman, broadcaster and social commentator Helen England for our regular Wednesday chat, I suppose. Would you call it chat?
Yeah.
Focus?
No, chat's nice. I'm using chat.
What is it today?
So she says with a big sigh. I don't mean to, actually. I do that all the time. And my husband's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, nothing. Colloquialisms and local dialect and all of these things. So what happens is, so I've been doing this now for about 2 months. And as you know, I've covered your show and stuff when you've been off gallivanting. Mm. And every time someone always says to me during the week in town and stuff, they'd say, oh, you know, whatever. They always mention my accent, which I think's got very soft because I'm down here 17, almost 18 years. But and then they say to me, and the one thing that often comes back again and again is one time here when I was doing the show, we were just laughing about things that people say, and I was saying about how my mother would say, you know, I scolded my husband Neil because he was giving out to the girls, and I was like, Neil. And he's like, what? We were outside at the front of the house, our old house. And I says, don't be at that. I says, Fornence the neighbours. And he went, What? Fornence the neighbours.
Fornence.
So, yeah, Fornence. So you'd say Fornence the neighbours or Fornence the country. So in front of.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Where does that come from?
It's from a very highly cultured part of Fermanagh. That's all I know.
Fornenced.
You can put the D in as well. Fornenced, but Fornenced, I would say.
In front of.
Mum and Dad would say. Yeah, in front of the country. But only Fornenced the neighbours and Fornenced the country. Now, I was talking to a man from Donegal, a lovely man yesterday, because I said I was going to talk about this, and he's from Ryan Letterkenny, and he said they'd say Fornenced the wall. Now, I wouldn't have heard Mum and Dad say that, or Granny, but Fornenced the country. I'd still say it.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so it's just a wee kind of funny dialect or local dialect and stuff. And then what happened as well was I went to school with a lovely fella called Thomas, and he happens to be down this neck of the woods now as well. And we have, it's almost like a Fermanagh Appreciation Society some mornings at the school gate. And I said to him one day, come here. I said, so my accent would get thicker when I talk to Thomas, as I'm sure his does too. And I goes, do your kids take the mick out of you about your accent? And he was like, oh, who'd? Book and house, and that's exactly the words. So we'd say, yeah, hood, because you say hood,
right?
Yeah, weirdos.
Hood, book, and house.
Book, we'd say book, and you say book.
Book,
isn't it?
Yeah,
book. That makes no sense to me. And then house. Now I know we say house a wee bit funny.
And what are you referring to with hood?
The hood on your coat.
Oh right, okay. it still doesn't make sense to me.
Hood.
I know, but what's the relevance?
No, we were just laughing about how our accents, our kids laugh.
Oh, yeah. But like, book and house.
Food, book and house. But like, I think that's hilarious because my kids say stuff like Smarties at the party, you know, so you're all mad. It's not us. But
the flat A of Tipperary.
Exactly, yeah. So then we got laughing, and then we were saying different things. So then last night, because I knew I was going to talk about kind of things that whatever, like I said, dialect and stuff, I asked my husband last night, I goes, what kind of things do I say now that, you know, what's the stuff I say? Well, he listed them out. I was like, were you waiting for this question or something? So I'd say something like, who's that cutty over there? Or, God, he's a bowl cub. So a cutty is a girl.
Go on.
I hear. This is ridiculous. What is wrong with you?
I've never heard of that before. A cutty.
A cutty, yeah. She's a lovely wee cutty, that one. Or, he's a great cub, his boy. You know,
so but we would honour
Cutty and Cub. Yeah, who's that Cutty over there? I said to me, "Where are the Cutties?" It's Maddie.
Where are the girls?
Yeah. Now, if they're bold, you call them a skither. You know, it is a different. You don't
a wee skither.
A wee skither. Come back here, and it also can be like a term of affection. Come here, you skithy, in a nice way.
Right.
You know. So yeah. So we'd say stuff like that as well. And also, if you said to Daddy years ago, and even now, well, not that we'd be asking now, but if you said, "Daddy, can I go? I'm going to go to Bundoran tomorrow night. Trot you're not.
Trot you're not.
Trot you'll or trot you'll not. Trot.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So trot you'll not. You know, trot. So we'd say trot as well. And one of my sisters said she said it lately in the house, and her husband was like, "What?" You know, so trot. I don't know where trot comes from either, to be honest. I should have researched this, but it was only last night when
trot
I asked.
You not.
Trot you'll not. Trot you will. Trot you, you know, trot you won't. Trot. Yeah, trot. T-R-O-T would be the way I'd say it.
Yeah.
And then another one. Now, we wouldn't say it. I don't think our generation would say it, but Daddy would definitely say it. "Pon my soul." It does sound a bit ridiculous. No, it doesn't sound ridiculous. It sounds fabulous to me. But your facial expressions when I say these things. "Pon my soul." Upon my soul. Upon my soul.
I thought it was dirt you were talking about, as in soil.
Yeah, "pon my soul." Upon my soul. I never saw the likes of my life. It's quite dramatic, isn't it? Upon my soul. You know, we're quite Shakespearean up in Fermanagh.
Indeed, yeah.
And by the way, today, I said this to you off air as well, today is not Wednesday in Fermanagh, it's Herald Day.
Because of the newspaper?
Yeah, Fermanagh Herald, so it's Herald Day. So I'd be ringing Mam later, I'd go, "Well, Mam," and whatever, and I say, and then you'd always say, I suppose they'd say it down here, anything in the Herald, or, you know, Mam would say, it's Herald Day, so... We went down to get to Garrison to get the Herald. So, but I suppose what happened is, because it's so normal, because that's the way you're reared. But now when I do go home, I do kind of go, when I hear things, you know, I kind of laugh. But the other thing is, this is not a political statement, so nobody get excited. But we would call, we'd say either over the border, which is not going to be a soft border for the south. But a lot of the time, and my granny Kewan always says this definitely, is the Free State.
The Free State.
Mam would say it as well.
Yeah.
So, but then, there's a place called Kilty in over the border in Leitrim, Sean McDermott came from, and Kilty Clogher. And there's a place, a wee shop in there. Oh, what's his name? Bennett's is the butcher's. Oh, God, I can't even think. McGriskin's. And they do lovely bread. A big batch loaf of bread. Oh, it's lovely. Do the crust. Yeah. It's all out on
grinder,
the
grinder, we call it down here.
Yeah, well, that means something different in a lot of places.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, do you know grinders and the online... Okay, let's not go there today.
Okay,
it's moving swiftly on, not to do a quick...
I live a very... Oh, there's Trudy now nodding.
Oh, Trudy knows. Oh, she'd know, all right. But anyway, so, sorry, I think she's telling us not to talk about that. Yeah, let's move way out of that room again. So anyway, we'd say about... So it'd be lovely batch bread. And I'd say to Mum, or Daddy would say, if Mum was making something, if there's soup and whatever for lunch, and you'd say, "God, that's lovely bread. That state bread's lovely."
State bread.
State bread.
Over the border.
Yeah, yeah. Where's your one more? Oh, she's from over the border. You know, state bread. So we'd say stuff like that as well. And then the usual "ack and I" and "wee." "Wee toe." I think you said "little toe," which is just weird.
"Wee toe."
Yeah, but one of my favourite words is, if you go to visit someone, we'd say, "Well, she's gone. Where's," you know, we'd say, "Where's whatever gone? Where's Auntie Eileen gone?" "Oh, she's gone Caelian." It's visiting. Caelian.
Oh, I was going to say dancing. No.
No.
Caelian.
No. No, it's Caelian, yeah.
Right.
You never Caely. My cousin Gary once said, "Nobody Caelies anymore. Nobody visits anymore." You know, because we're just saying about how busy we are and stuff. "Nobody Caelies anymore," you know. So, but my husband had these off in a second, but I suppose he's known me now for quite some time, so he hears them. But he's saying them. I hear him shouting after the girls, "Come here, you skitty," you know. So, I've gotten him. But then, of course, there's wee sins down here as well. One of my favourite things that, obviously, "well" is a big thing down here.
Well.
It's not even "well," it's "well." You know, you don't move your mouth when you're saying it and stuff. But another thing that I love is if you're describing someone, you go, "You know, you're one of the Ryans." I know that sounds, I love that. "You're one of the Ryans."
The one of the Ryans.
Or "you're one of the Ryans."
Down near me, something is described as "fair good."
Oh, that's "fair good." Yeah. Fair good. Well, we'd say "fierce good" now.
Fierce good.
Fierce good.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
But fair good is a lovely one as well, yeah. You know. And but well is fantastic. Well. And I used to laugh and go, oh my God. But now I say it. I'd be going, well, well. And then a lot of the time you'd be walking down the street, if I'd gone down in Nina and I'd meet some of the lads and stuff, go, oh, any jobs? That's all I ever hear because I with the job club work. But well, I love well. I think that's great. Yeah. And then, of course, it's not the Nina Guardian. It's the Guardian.
Guardian.
And I remember as well, first when I was in Nina and I, some, Tommy, up in the Guardian one time, wasn't it Tommy Brennan or Paddy, I said, he said, oh, you like Nina now, it's lovely and whatever. I think we were in getting our invites printed for the wedding or something like that, and he said there's a great wee pub, Una Poles. So I said, oh, okay, I'll keep an eye out for it. And he's nice wee old fashioned normal, you know, good wee, no TVs and no snooker tables and stuff, great. And it took me, I was like, where is Una Poles? I just keep an eye out. I wasn't frantically running around the town looking for the pub. And yeah, of course, so it's Powell's.
All right.
And every time someone from up the north, up the northern end of the country or whatever moves down here, I go, by the way, to save you a year of confusion, Poles is Powell's, you know. So that
I've just, Trudy has been kind enough to put up on Messenger here what exactly Grindr is.
I told you not to go to that place.
Okay, it's a male gay dating site.
Yeah, well, that's good too, you know, but that's not what we'd be buying in McGriskin's.
No, and that wasn't called after the bread, I gather.
I don't know, you tell me. You're the ones with the weird words.
The
grinder, you know?
Yeah.
And then obviously there's other words we'd use as well, because I'd say to Neil, fierce mouth of fierce will be a right thing, but it's fierce mouth of clobber in the road, and then he'd be like, oh, clobber, what's clobber? But I'm sorry, clobber is the Irish for mud, so we clobber. Are correct, clobber,
right?
Yeah, so I'm right and Neil's wrong, so I'd like that noted on air.
I
just in case.
And anybody who contradicts you will be
you
were making reference to turf earlier on as well. We'd say a sod of turf.
No, a sod's bigger now. A clod would be a wee bit of turf.
Okay.
Do you know the wee broken bits?
Yes.
It's very normal.
It's getting so complicated.
So that's clods of turf. But clods are handy for starting. You know, when you're starting up a fire, you throw a few clods on it, you know. So that would be. And then you'd have, I can't believe, mile, turf mile. Don't say, you wouldn't say.
Mile.
Mile is the wee dust of turf. What would you say for that?
Dust.
You wouldn't. Turf, dust. I can't even say that. That doesn't roll off the tongue. But mile would be, turf mile would be the dust.
Right.
It's not mould. I don't know. It's mile. It's probably Irish for stuff as well, because you know the way we say it.
Prince. Maybe so, yeah. But what do you do with turf dust?
Not much, because, although I find it handy, it's not turf dust, it's mile. You throw that on as well. It kind of emptying the last bit of the bucket of turf, and then I throw on a bit of mile, and it kind of flames up a wee bit, just because dust, I suppose, is highly flammable, isn't it? So it's a bit like that.
Why do you think we find your accent so attractive?
Just because it's different, because when you go up to our neck of the woods, you all sound so exotic and fantastic. You know what I mean?
No, there's something particular about your accent, that Fermanagh, Donegal, all that. Now, not so much, it gets a bit coarse when it gets to the Belfast side.
Oh, they're very coarse in Belfast.
Yes. No. But the accent gets just a little bit more abrasive.
Yes,
But it's, I think it's gorgeous. I think it's the best accent in the country.
Thank you, Fran, yes. Yeah. And I think you were going to say gorgeous there as well. And myself and Anna Kelly's in town here. She has the pharmacy. But I do laugh. I know myself, I haven't even said this to Anna, but when we talk, obviously the accents get thick. She's only from over there, near the border of Belcoo. And but we stop opening our mouths when we talk to each other. It's a mumble. So, you know, so you kind of go, oh, I was going, oh, dude, on, you know, and we kind of, the mouths don't open. But I know what she's saying. It's actually quite handy. It's like a code, you know, but we can, so it's very, so we mumble and mutter away in the corner and stuff like that. Because you don't have to open your mouth when you're talking.
And do you feel that you've lost some of your accent?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. When I hear myself say, well, which is, well, I was going, are you getting on? You know, that's ridiculous. Where did that come out of? But of course I have a wee bit with the girls as well, but they're so broad. And when we go up to Fermanagh as well, oh, it's so funny. And our Stephen's ridiculous about them. He'd get them to say stuff like, what happens when you go, do you know the way if your friend, they had a birthday and you'd go somewhere and Maddie or Kate would go, like a party? And Stephen just rolls around the place laughing. And it does that. I don't notice their accents down here. It's when I go home, it stands out.
Yeah,
but it's the same. I'd often say to single women and men down here, go up to the north or go up to Belfast or something for a night out, because the Tipperary accent,
they just love it.
Oh, sure, it's fantastic, you know.
Well, is it the great pity that an awful lot of local accents are kind of disappearing? I remember a young lady I knew who had a rather broad Tipperary accent, went away to college. She came back one time and I met her about a year later. I didn't recognise her.
Oh, it's an awful pity. It does annoy me now. It's ridiculous. And then, of course, we have this
mid-Atlantic drawl thing that's going on. Or, you know, I remember Jedward when they were on The X Factor and Simon Kyle was like, well, you're American. And they were like, no, well, you know, we're just from Dublin. And I'm like, oh, what is that about? So there can be a bit of that. That kind of is annoying as well. Yeah. Okay, I suppose just, it's just different. That's what, young people today are from, that's how they talk.
Today,
but I love local accents. I love big, broad. And I'd say to people, I remember last year I was in a shop and I was asking in Limerick. And the wee girl working in there has a real Limerick accent, the real Limerick city accent. And it was, oh, Moxie Mermaids was the thing. It was a, you know, whatever. And I said, do you have any, do you have any of the Moxie Mermaids? Moxie Mermaids! She goes, I just burst out laughing. I just loved her accent. I love those real strong
it's great,
accents,
isn't it?
You know. Yeah, yeah. Moxie Mermaids!
It would be an awful pity if it disappears, you know.
Oh, yeah, but do you think it will?
I do. It's all becoming homogenised, you know?
Yeah, it's
because
like
of TV and radio. And
yeah, well, it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But hopefully not. Hopefully.
There you go. Now, any idea what we're going to muse about next week?
Well, we can.
It will be in Christmas week.
I was going to say, yeah. We'll be talking. Trudy will be delighted to hear because Trudy loves Christmas.
Yeah.
Not. Okay. But we'll probably touch on something about Christmas anyway. Should all we be? I don't know. We could. I could bring in stuff as well. We could.
That'd be great, yeah. But I'd love
drink.
To find
it'd
out
be
about
nothing for the listeners.
Christmas is in Fermanagh. Maybe how it's different too here in Tipperary.
Highly exotic, you mean? How
absolutely,
highly
I would
exotic
imagine.
It is. It is, of course. Yeah. We have our own turkeys and stuff and. You know, and then you'd have your turkeys, and then we'd almost have them like a wee pet. I remember one wee turkey.
Would you kill them then?
Wish we would. Circle of life, Ran. But I remember you'd pile the pebbles or the stones, not pebbles. We're not posh. You know, you'd pile the stones from the street, you know, out up on top of them, and they'd sit there and they'd let you pile. I was only very young, and they'd let you pile the stones on them, and then they'd get up and shake their wee back and go off. But should we eat them? Of course, that's just the
well,
way.
You're not guilty or anything, no?
I'm not missing my turkey for nobody. No way. Not at all. No, no. Our Anne, I think, once got a bit shaky about one of them. She didn't want to eat it and stuff, but I ate it. It was great.
Good. You know? I'm delighted to hear it. Okay, so
we talk Christmassy stuff next
right,
week.
So what's a Fermanagh sort of farewell then?
Good luck. Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah.
Right. Good luck, Helen.
Good luck, Fran.
See you next week.
All right, thanks a million.
All right, that's our own Helen England there. We're going to take a break and then we'll have a look at what's happening in the local papers with Trudy Waters.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
And you're very welcome back to Tip Today. Trudy is with me. Helen England just makes you feel better, doesn't she?
She makes you feel something, all right.
You're going to have a look at the local papers.
I am indeed. And this week, I'm actually going to start down south. We're going to start with the Nationalist this week. So their main story relates to tip poverty. Victims are living in fear. And this, I suppose, is a culmination of a couple of things. There was a public meeting there last week on homelessness. It's the time of the year that's in it. I know we did a piece there recently with the Rivershore Suicide Watch and just, you know, the difficulties facing so many people this time of year and so many people who are finding themselves unable to make ends meet and literally are on the, they're below the breadline. There just isn't the breadline for them.
Yeah.
So the meeting, as we know, we were speaking to representatives ahead of that meeting last week. We're just addressing these various issues and there's a spread over the first three pages of the Nationalist in relation to this. Tip councillors describing the housing crisis as a national emergency. You had a number of different people from the various groups, including June Luby and Dermot Donovan. They were hitting out at the council for failing to respond to basic requests, as they said. June Luby, as we heard from her, from the Clonmel Suicide Patrol Watch, said they'd come across people sleeping at night, sleeping who didn't have sleeping bags, and she said their request to the council to provide with them fell on deaf ears. Likewise, Dermot, who is involved in the soup kitchen, said that nobody came to help us from the council. They were looking for things like simply containers so that they could serve out food, and he said that they got nothing. Now, a protest is planned in January in Clonmel, and I know nationally they're hoping to do the same kind of demonstration that was done in relation to the water protest. I know
that's not happened until April, I think.
April, something like that. Now, and also the TDs were called on to organise or to get their colleagues in the Dáil to stage a walkout. I know yesterday we saw that big concert outside the Dáil, just in terms of trying to highlight homelessness. So a lot going on there in regards to that. A couple of the papers have this. Fine Gael Dáil candidate hopeful Mary Newman
from Golden. She's announced she's seeking a nomination to run in the Shannon by-election, and that's to replace the seat vacated by Labour's Dennis Landy from Carrick and Shore. Now, as you know, she's also one of the candidates seeking election in terms of the Fine Gael seats. But she said that she would seek to contest it, and due to the reason for his resignation, it's also believed Councillor Fitzgerald, who also lives in Golden and has run for the Shannon in the past, said that, you know, he would certainly consider running in that by-election if there was going to be a contest on it. So a couple of pieces there. Very interesting story in the Nationalist. Very good story and long overdue. Historic Tipperary courthouse to be saved. A work plan has finally been agreed.
That's fantastic.
To do something to
news.
Absolutely. And while the XL has been wonderful in hosting, you know, the court sittings, really, they should be in this historic building. So a plan of works has been laid out. So after years of closure and neglect, the courthouse is to be rescued from falling beyond repair, with a significant investment to be made in the new year. The move by Tip County Council to repair the structure of the courthouse, mainly the roof and other external features, is warmly welcomed, as you can imagine, by local representatives. So an architect's going to be appointed next week, and it's hoped that the schedule of works will go out to tender in February and then out to contract by March. So you would really hope that, you know, they get some move on this, as it's long overdue, you know. Interesting story for Clonmel. New era for the high school. It's getting so big, they now have two vice principals. So two vice principals appointed to, I suppose, deal with the expansion in numbers attending Clonmel High School. So that's very good news for the school there. Jingle All the Way with Santa Dash and Christmas music. And of course, we'll be speaking about this with Rita Burke tomorrow. So this is all the events that are taking place in Clonmel.
Santa Dash.
The Santa Dash, absolutely. So that's coming your way. Stars in Your Eyes raises more than 4,000 for Women's Refuge. So Cuan Sarah's Women Refuge had a very successful Stars in Your Eyes at the Clonmel Park. That was an aid of the refuge and also an aid of the Evan Hickey Brain Surgery Fund. So well done to all of those there. Another story that's been covered in the last couple of days as well, that the TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency, is going to develop services there at St. Joseph's School in Ferry House in Clonmel. So I suppose welcome news there. Come up, a couple of others. Lots of good fundraisers. Lots of beautiful pictures. A lot of festive pictures. I don't dislike Christmas. I just not a fan of it.
That's not what you told us earlier.
Anyway, okay, moving on. another story that I hope we'll be talking to the locals about this. It's the tractor run in Carrickshire, and if you've never been to it, you should. It's a sight to behold. I kind of accidentally saw it the first year because I got caught up in it, but I was gladly caught up in it because I just parked up and it was just a wonder. And at night with the lights and the tractors, and it's wonderful. So if you can go along at all, please go along, because it's on this Saturday evening and it's going to be the biggest ever, they say, with more than 35 fairy light festooned tractors taking part in the event. So there you go. Another story that's in a couple of the papers: the winter solstice will be a sight to behold, and that's at Knockrow Passage Tomb near Henny Village. That's on Thursday. That's next Thursday, tomorrow week. So if you can go along to that, as I said, a couple of papers carrying that. I'm moving now to the Tipperary Star. And obviously the good news for Lisheen there, with that funding coming through, that clearly is the lead story in the paper there. Lovely picture of children playing in the snow and making snowmen. Hijinks, that's called. Snow provides response that can reach back to childhood. And Andy Goldsworthy, it certainly seems to be the case in Thurles, as the hijinks captured by the local photographer Jim Troy at the weekend. And actually, it's adults rather than children playing in the snow. Now that I think there's one child there, now that I look at the photograph more closely. Tips Pat is the new ICMSA head, and that of course is Tipperary farmer Pat McCormack, who's been selected as the next president of the ICMSA. Along the strap then, and it's something that we are going to be speaking to Marion's daughter coming up in the next hour, Aideen Kelly. She's so angry that her mother died, and she's seeking assurances now from the health minister, and we'll be speaking to her later on. Moving on into the paper then, Silver Scott medals for Tipperary Gardaí, and that's the story of those two incredibly brave Gardaí who were honoured with the Silver Scott medal at a passing out in Templemore last week in the Garda Training College in Templemore. That was Sergeant Deborah Marsh and Garda Gerard Brazel. So definitely should have a read of that there. The live crib at Clonalty is in here, which is something we were looking at a few days ago. Then that should be absolutely a sight to behold. And the ordination of Father Niall O'Riordan in Rome. There's great joy as Thurles man Father Niall O'Riordan is ordained, and he was ordained in Rome this week amid great scenes of joy and celebration as a travelling party of more than 200 attended the magnificent basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls. Rome is actually not somewhere I've ever been. Somewhere I'd like to go.
Send us that.
So two full pages there. So certain and some lovely pictures as well. The winter solstice. Not sure why I'm having difficulty with that word, but there you go. Lovely story too. Inspirational young Tipperary people received the Goshka Awards, and I always admire people who did, because I did the first Goshka and I never continued, and I feel sad every time I see people get the silver and gold and think you really should have done
that's
this.
That's
anyway,
from the president.
Yeah, the President's Awards. So it's Sarah Louise Fallon and Anne Kelly were among 55 young people from across Ireland who received the Gold Award. So well done to them.
Well done indeed. Yeah.
Littleton Folk Group to launch a new hymn on Sunday. A prayer card and a wristband will also be launched. That's ahead of a trip to Rome. They also have to carry the story there in relation to Mary Newman and the Shannon by-election. So there are plenty more stories there. So definitely a lot to peruse through in the Tipperary Star. Moving on to the Guardian now, and exciting plans for Lena.
You have to call it the colloquialism. It's the Guardian.
The Guardian, sorry.
The Guardian.
Okay, onto the Guardian then. And in the Guardian, this week, the main story there is exciting plans for Nina and Ross Gray. And that's the story there by Simon O'Duffy. The recent acquisition of the old antigen pharmaceutical factory in Ross Gray by a developer with big plans for Ballycommon has led to exciting prospects for both communities. Tony Dolan, who acquired the rejuvenated and well-known thatched cottage bar and restaurant, which is fabulous, is part of a consortium aimed to breathing new life into the Ross Gray town centre, and he submitted plans to Tip County Council. They also carried the story there for funding for Nina Castle for the development of the next phase of that, and the front page picture is it's the official opening of the expanded Carrig National School, so it is a brand new look, and Kerry footballer Kieran Doherty is officially opened the pitch there for that. So anyway, if you go on into the paper, they've more there in relation to Carrig and in relation to those plans. Danger at Gary Kennedy. Local councillor John Carley has called on the executive of the council to arrange immediate road safety improvements to the entrance at the Gary Kennedy village. He says it was severely damaged post a storm Ophelia, and it needs urgent attention. Another story we've all been carrying there in recent days, that significant drug seizure in Ross Gray. And of course as well, they have that very sad story there in relation to the family of Marion Kelly, who are basically demanding a face-to-face meeting with the health minister, Simon Harris. So plenty more. One more there. St. Cronin's opens second house in Nina. So St. Cronin's, which provides care services for people with disabilities in North Tipperary, Laois and Offaly, officially opened a second centre in Nina last week. And there was one more. Pagan man receives Jadaville medal. Jadaville. So Pagan native John Foley was one of the 49 veterans of the UN Congo mission to receive the Von Jadaville medal at a recent ceremony in Athlone. The retired company quartermaster sergeant for the Irish Defence Forces. He was a young corporal in number 3 platoon of A Company when he served in the Congo, and he was one of several local men deployed to the war-torn African nation in the 1960s. So
isn't
all
that very interesting?
That is absolutely very interesting, yeah.
And that's all in the Guardian.
That's all in the Guardian.
All right, listen, thanks very much indeed, Trudy. 1800 938 007.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007.
Well, last week I spent a lovely hour at Gaelscoil Nina, and I met some of the students and teachers, and boy were they in great musical form. Festival Inez is with me now. You must be very proud of them. They sound fantastic.
I am indeed. I really am. And this is the day after the night before, because they performed on stage last night and they were really, really good. And they got huge, huge response from the parents. So I am very proud of them and delighted that they represent the Gael School so well. It's lovely to hear children's voices singing, I think, especially at this time of year. There's something very magical about it. And I really felt that last night. There was a tingle in the Hallamore.
I loved coming in, and something I always appreciate with Gael School, to hear them chatting themselves in as Gael. It's just something so special about that, you know. Gael School going from strength to strength.
It is, Fran, really. Yeah, we're thrilled all together. The kids are great, teachers are great, parents are great. Yeah. We have a great thing going and we love what we do. And the children love what we do. Especially we find when the past pupils come back to the school, they really appreciate it, that what they've got has brought them so far along the road through secondary school and maybe on into jobs or on into their lives with the real awareness of Severus na Gaeilge. And we have several past pupils now who are actually parents back in the school here. And that in itself is a huge addition to the school, as well as some staff members that were also past pupils. So all of that makes a real Gael School community. Agus pobl na Gael School is bralinge.
Now, you're going to chat to some of the young people here, Inez.
Cada sanam dit?
Roisin is anam dom.
Agus roisin abrlom, cada hann ni in lat mai alar an gór arigal?
Is chance untoke, agus bin deshagosh con cana leda corda, agus just win into antana vas.
Agus cada sanam dit?
Sinead is anam dom.
Anava, agus inish dom, cada tot wig sulesh mai alar in nalag?
Well, tome, I'm honest, get a meanock, my Tommy, a geary a vet, lemma clown, Donald.
August Cathasanum did?
Catherine is adnum dum.
August Inishdom, Cathatha, Titamamax, a Gael School, Galu, a Macancha.
Big Enoch Nanulog, Ansha, August Beg, Alon, Bragon, August Beg, Alon, Bia, August Beg, Alon, the Gakrod, Donald Skull, Can Dulgadi, Gak Starshin, August, Roda Pyoka, Mach.
Cathasanum did?
Catherine is adnum dum.
Agusinish dum katatar shul dehina shakuing saskalsha.
Beg enak ninal gancha dehina shakuing. Agus is fatal lagak posh das a Gael School dull more himpul an hala. Agus bregon no bia pioca len a quid argid.
A fosh the unwilain rudler arguing the gokdina eishtan le tip FM.
No way gonna be a galair.
That's fantastic, guys. Well done to everybody. And I think it's time for another piece of music. What do you think?
Yeah.
And they're fantastic altogether. The pupils there, the students of Gael School Enoch. And well done to Inez and all the teaching staff there, because they're a credit to you all. They were just beautiful and welcoming. And yeah, I really enjoyed that time. And they're so musical as well. Really, really musical. If you're to look at one photograph today, I would highly recommend the front of the Independence, because there's a picture of Jenny Duff of Village Vets in Stillorgan, Dublin. But she's holding Billy the Labrador during the annual lunchtime PETA therapy dog carol service at Christ Church Cathedral in Dublin. But the look on the Labrador's face, he is just so chilled and relaxed. It's a wonderful photograph, and it captured a wonderful moment there as well. So if you're looking at any photograph today, make sure to have a look at that. It's on the front of the Indo.